Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to our good friend Ken Tenser, who's joined us now. And Ken is the CEO of SpiderWorks, Inc., author of Causal Disturbance, also the 90% Rule, a couple of books. I'm pretty sure we helped you launch both of those, Ken, as I remember. And we're glad we got to do that, folks. I encourage you to check out whatever Ken has to say, wherever he has to say it. Ken, I need a website, please.
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
CauseOfDisturbance.com. Check it out and see what he can do for you. Ken, we're talking about customers. We start out talking about what's inside customers' heads, making sure that you realize that that's wherever you're going to be doing, whatever you should be doing tomorrow or a year from now. Customers already know that. You just got to get it out of their heads. Last segment, you talked about profiling customers, right? Not profiling them.
Personas.
Personas is what I meant to say. But that's all part of profiling. And having customers, putting them into personas so that you can make sure you don't waste your time, that you're focusing on not only the right company, but the right decision maker. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think it's then it's surrounding yourself with people who can put you to a test. And I sit on the board of a business school, and one of the programs at this university is called, Tim, it's Technology Innovation Management. It's actually a new master's program. And it's actually pretty cool because what it does is it partners great inventors, technology-based inventors, with some really good management thinkers. And it's really... it's an educational stream, but there's an accelerator that small companies can walk into. And what I love about it is it helps to push you. It helps to frame you because it's one thing for us to talk here about, oh, think about the customer, build personas, don't be product-driven, but it might not be our skill set. You know, we might be asking people who can cure cancer to think in a way that they can't. So... Mm-hmm. Surround yourselves, whether it's advisory groups or roundtables or accelerators, if you're a new startup, with people who can think about the customer, who can think about sales and marketing.
And of course, that should begin with the people who work with you, right? Your employees. You want people who are willing to say, "Hey, boss, I don't know if this is going to work or not."
Oh, completely. I mean it. It's a business ecosystem, and some of it comes from within you. Some of it comes from the culture or environment you build, meaning you do listen to people, and you do open the door to people, and you do get out of your office and not just talk to customers, but listen and talk to other people in other industries or work with coaches.
Outside your four walls, my friends. I think I may have mentioned that in the very first segment. Ken, get outside your four walls. You already know everything. You know, one of the sad, lamentable conditions of modern journalism, Ken, are reporters who do what they call reporting inside their head, right? They just sit at their desk and they report what they think they've heard or they've read or whatever. Instead of getting out of their outside the building and putting some shoe leather on the ground, right? And this is what you got. What you're talking about is putting shoe leather on the ground and going and talking to people. But also, it's important that the people you talk to have got to be people. I've thought about this for a long time. It's got to be people A whose opinion is worth something. You know what I mean? Don't ask somebody I you just got to be careful who you ask. The other thing is, I think they have to care about you.
Oh, completely. And it, you know what I like in it?
And care enough about you to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Well, they're a coach, and it's, I don't care what sport you like. I mean, there's always a coach on the sideline, you know, standing behind the championship team.
And do you do coaching?
I do a little bit of coaching. I do a little bit of CEO coaching, and just sort of, you know, bounce back ideas with them. That I do on a continuous basis.
It's good to have someone to talk to that has a dispassionate, sort of disconnected a little bit, and they can look at it more objectively than you, because you got different. Your glasses see things differently, don't they?
Absolutely. They say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, business too.
CauseOfDisturbance.com. Is that right?
That's it.
All right. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Ken Tenser, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ken joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.